Oklahoma County District Judge Lisa Davis granted a temporary restraining order this morning, stopping the new law that would have required girls under the age of 17 to have a prescription before a pharmacist would give them the morning after pill. Under the law, women over the age of 17 would have had to show identification before receiving the over-the-counter medication called Plan B One Step. David Brown, staff attorney with the National Center for Reproductive Rights, argues against the law's enforcement.
There is no other state in the country that has enacted these kinds of restrictions on Plan B, so this will ensure that Oklahoma women enjoy the same access to Plan B in order to prevent unintended pregnancies that women and teens in every other state enjoy.
The federal government approved the medication for unrestricted over-the-counter sale in June of this year. The Oklahoma Coalition for Reproductive Justice was a plaintiff in the case. Martha Skeeters is the organization's president.
This ruling will help to prevent unintended pregnancies among all women in Oklahoma, particularly among teens, which is very important given that Oklahoma is seventh among states for teen pregnancy.
In granting the order blocking the law from taking effect, Judge Davis said it was likely the legislation violated the single subject rule of the Oklahoma Constitution. But Patrick Weirich, the Solicitor General for the Oklahoma Attorney General's Office, argued the sections of the law each deal with access to medications. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Oklahoma City.